Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. You all know what it is. DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. the Book Promoter, also known as the Voice of Urban Met. Kicking it live from Mount Vernon, New York. My guest today is the one and only Champagne. Y'all know her, but I'm going to call her Sharon Champagne Terry tonight. You on the line, baby?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Yes. Big round of applause for Miss Champagne. Listen, thank you so much for being on time today, babe. I know you had a rough day. We chatted a little bit before we got online to do the show. But you all right? You ready? You going to do this or what?
Yes. This is what we do. I'm ready.
That's right. We hustle and grind. We shine. We get that bag. We stay busy when it comes to that money, man. So thanks again, Mima, for taking time to be out, you know, with me today. Really appreciate it.
Definitely. I appreciate you.
Yeah. All right, so everybody, thanks again for tuning in. WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gas. And today my guest is Sharon Champagne Terry. Born and raised in Rochester. You know what? I'm going to say a little bit about her, and then you're going to say the rest yourself. But first of all, I want to say thanks to everybody that's been tuning in to my shows the last few weeks. You know, we got a lot of listeners. We got a lot of hits. We got a lot of people talking about what we're doing. And we cranking it back up for the summer. This is book season. This is book tour season. This is book signing season, book expo season. And I'm glad to have my first guest, you know, as we get cranked up for the spring, Miss Sharon Champagne Terry in the building. Give her a big round of applause. All right, so Champagne, I'm going to let you start off by telling, you know, let's just who you are and where you're from and what it is that you do, going to be talking about today.
Okay, well, as you stated, I am Sharon Champagne Terry. I go by Champagne, but Sharon Champagne Terry is definitely good as well. I'm an author, first and foremost, an actress, a model, and an entrepreneur. I'm from Rochester, New York. Shout out to The Rock. I'm just doing what I do, what I love to do.
All right, big shout to Rochester. Yeah, big shout to Rochester. That's upstate New York for those out of state that don't know. Even if you are in state, that's upstate New York. They get it in Rochester. You know, and big shout to, you know, everybody up there. Now, I understand you're in New York right now. What's going on in New York City? Why are you down here in the city this weekend?
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan, actually. I actually hired to be a model with Headmaster Hairstylist. So I've been up here basically getting ready for my shows and stuff. And just enjoying New York. The upper state of New York in general, Manhattan, Brooklyn, just shout out to everybody that just showed me so much love, as well as yourself, in this adventure I'm on.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. You know, New York loves New York, and, you know, we rep everybody. We go hard for everybody that's trying to do what we do. That's be successful, make a name for themselves, and make some money and a good living at the same time. Congratulations on the modeling thing. I didn't get a chance to see any of your work. I was online looking at some stuff earlier. You know, I'm probably going to check the website or even your Facebook page to get a look at some of your modeling work. But we're going to talk about your books today. And that book. I'm not going to say the title yet. That book. Because I read some of the reviews and then I did this, but the synopsis, I'm going to say, well, you know, we're going to get into that a little later. But I want to say this about Sharon. She's born and raised in Rochester. She said she's an author, up-and-coming actress, entrepreneur, and model. She recently played Vanessa in a comedy by Onk Trek. I'll drink to that. She was in Living the Dream, Living the Dream, the movie, and the web series In Between Jobs. She's also the author of the latest urban fiction release, The Goddess of Love, Goddess of Lust, Love, and Infatuation. She was nominated Best Author of the Year in the Rock Award. She also is a model for Vision Hair Salon in The Night of Elegance, Strawberry Little Wayne magazine. She's been in DSC magazine, Authentically You magazine. Wow, you did a lot of press. You did a lot of print, my sister.
Yes.
She's also been in Pain to Purpose, Beacon SUZ, published magazines. I got to get you in DJ Gatsby's Daily.
Yes.
Which is the online magazine that I do. I feature a lot of authors that come on my show in there. I would definitely like to feature in that one. Also, Sharon has her own health and wellness company. It's called Boss, B-O-S-S. And we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But first and foremost, congratulations on the book, Goddess of Lust. Man, big round of applause for that. Congratulations on the book. Now, actually, when did you write this book? When did you write it?
Actually, now I have two out. But the first one, The Goddess of Lust, Love, and Infatuation, I wrote this book. I finished this book last year,
mm-hmm.
March last year. It was actually published.
Okay. Now, that's the first book in the series, Goddess of Love, Lust, and Infatuation. And let's talk about that book first, because you have a part two. You have a sequel to the book. Let's talk a little bit about Goddess of Lust, Love, and Infatuation. And what was the inspiration for that book? What is the inspiration for that particular book?
I want to say the title. Okay. Everyone asks me that, and I love to answer this question, right? So...
Yeah.
Lust. I thought of all the things that we lust for. It isn't just sex. It's more of we lust for that car, that house, that relationship. So lust consists of many things. And when I said love in that title, it meant the has for all of us. And with based upon the lust and the love that we get confused with, can become an infatuation.
Okay. All right, now you cleared it up for me because the goddess of lust, you know, I'm just with you with sexual connotations here. You know, I lust, men lust, women lust. She's the goddess of lust, and, you know, she must be, you know, understanding all of this lust and love and infatuation that we got. So now is the book about a particular character who is the goddess of lust? Love and infatuation?
Yes. Heavenly is the main character in my book. And Heavenly is a wonderful young lady that was born and raised traditionally in the church. But as she goes on in life, she sees that there's a lot of dysfunction in her family, which she thought was love, but it actually was the infatuation of lust.
Wow. Okay. So that's the premise of the book.
Yeah.
Heavenly is the main character.
Yeah.
And that started the trilogy by being the first book. All right. Now, Tony, we're going to take a few calls if some callers called in. It looks like we have somebody calling from Rochester. Let's see who's on the line.
No.
Hello, caller.
I'm
you call from 585-448.
In the fucking meat, in the fucking salad bread.
Hey, you on the air with you on the air with Sharon Champagne Cherry, my sister. You got a word for
it? Another taco, girl. When I tell you, it was not like
I think you should click that off.
She's telling all her business. Hold on, she's telling all her business. We're gonna get back to her. She having a whole
that is not the initial way Rock is represented.
This is the goddess of lust fans calling in here. You know, these guys of love, less than infatuation. Hold on. All right, y'all. We got somebody calling from 585-329. You're on the air with Champagne and Gatsby.
Yes, actually, I'm calling from the way of Phoenix. I am a big fan. Sharon knows that. Do you think the follow-up book was as hard as writing the initial for Goddess Lust?
OMG, yes. The thing is, you have to, as far as my experience, I feel like you have to follow the plot. Not only do you have to follow the plot, it has to be greater than your first book. So, yes,
right.
That is a very hard thing to do. And the experience was great, though, because it opens your mind to a lot of things.
Okay. Do you feel like it's going to be a trilogy, or is this going to start at a sequel?
It's going to be a trilogy. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have so many people, a couple people now, being the fact that I just dropped it a week ago, asking me already, where's three? So I love the fans that support me. I love to give them what they want.
Right. Well, I think you got to make your way out here to Phoenix. I know my area code is still Rochester, but you got to come in Phoenix, especially with the black authors. It's kind of low on the set.
Okay. Well, you know what? I am so connected with a lot of black authors. This is what we do. This is how we move. So definitely, if you can give me any information, I will definitely try to get a team and we'll come out there.
All right, well, definitely touch bases. But congratulations on your follow-up book, and it's wonderful. So congrats again.
So much, and thank you for supporting me.
No problem.
All right. Now, young lady, before you go, now, you read book one?
Yes, I've actually read it.
I was going to ask you, tell us how you felt about the book, and did you review it? And how many stars did you give it, if so?
Well, I thought the first book was a page-turner. I remember the first book I read was, Conus Whatever, and then I read that one, and I was like, oh, my God, when is the second one coming out? So I waited and waited and waited, and then the second one came out, and now I'm like, I'm all the way in Phoenix, Conus Lust, Goddess Lust. It's like, it's worth seeing on a Netflix film or, a short film.
Wow.
It will be a good movie.
Wow.
I would love to see it in that way, but it was great. It was definitely a page turner, but it was excitement, it was drama, it was romance, it was crying, it was everything. So I definitely enjoyed it.
That's a hell of a review. I like that.
Wow.
I like when callers come in and are passionate about
right.
your work or the person that's the guest. But look, keep listening, and you guys are going to exchange some information before the end of the show.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, you got another question or a comment for her?
No, that's it. I'm actually in this traffic. It's like 109 degrees here.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you so much for calling in
and supporting me
and giving your review. I appreciate that.
No problem. All right, you guys enjoy.
Thank you. You do the same.
That's love right there when you get calls coming in talking about the books. They read the books already, but one and two, they're looking at three, and they actually have, can articulate, a review for the book,
Right,
She put her word together, man. That's a very intelligent reader. That's somebody who comprehends and understands what you're doing, what you're trying to say, and the message you're portraying through your writing, and she gets it. She gets it.
Yeah.
She gets it. Let's go to this other caller that was online and see if they're still having a conversation. Let's see. Well, hello, young lady. 5-8-5-4-4-8.
I was not listening
to you.
She always
asking
questions.
Oh,
you're
just
going to
listen.
I like
both. Ask a question. Champagne's right here.
Hello.
She's just going to listen. Let her listen. Anyway, we're going to get back to what we're doing and talking about this
book
and about who you are and what you do. And thank you for listening, young lady. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. Again, if you'd like to have a question or comment for Champagne, you can call in. The number is 917-889-2866 and speak to her or me. Now, people are really excited about the book, and that was book one. We want you to tell us a little bit about book two, but I also want to talk about how you got involved in acting and modeling? Because we want to stay on the books, but I want to know how you got into acting and modeling. I'm sure a lot of people want to know, of those that don't know, probably interested in how you got into that.
Okay. Well, book two, it's basically leading from book one, how Heavenly leaves her town and she's searching for a new life.
Okay.
And basically she starts that new life.
Wow. Okay. So basically the first book is set with her in one town. Obviously she matures, grows, or has some reason to move and relocate and go on with her life.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yes, you got to read the book
does.
To get more information about that.
Yes.
We don't
I
want to
can't
give, away
give
no
everything away.
We don't want to give away no spoilers about book two. But the question I was asking is, how did you get involved in acting and modeling? I know a lot of young people are interested in acting and modeling, probably have the looks and or talent to do it.
Right.
But don't really know the path to take. You know, what gave you your big break in as an actress and a model?
Well, a lot of the times, I'm not very shy when it comes to what I want to do. So I looked online for a lot of acting parts, auditions, and I
sure.
just go for it. Not only that, I am kind of well-connected. So in that connection, and networking is very important in anything you do.
Sure.
In that networking, the word of mouth is what connected me with the acting and also the modeling. Because give
okay.
or take, if someone knows about you or your work or believe in you, because you have to believe in you first, and then they will believe in you, and then it goes from there. So all I did was connect myself. If I felt like I read this role and this was for me, then that's what I was going to do. I was going to go ahead and audition for that. Whether I made it or not, I was auditioning for it. That's how I landed.
Wow. You pretty much summed up my philosophy on doing anything that you want to do is you got to show up. You know, you got to you got to let it be known that you're interested in whatever it is, and you got to show up. It's like going for a job. Or going for an interview for anything that you want to do, you gotta reach out to those people, and then you gotta show up. If it's an open call, or if it's something they're doing on a special day, a special location, you gotta show up. I've been interested in acting, or at some point, but never really took the initiative to do it. So I'm
right.
not sure if I did, I'd probably get an opportunity. But congratulations and kudos to you, man, on your acting career. And the modeling. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is that you were actually in a few productions.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with I'll Drink to That. What was that about, and what was your role in that?
Well, it's Uncle Trent is a comedian. He's a
okay.
Comedian, and it was basically I'll Drink to That was he had a bunch of scenes where he was just
okay.
basically, like, in a state where it was just a bunch of scenes that it was kind of difficult. So it was like, I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that because this is a difficult situation. I'll drink
so
to that.
Yeah, see,
yeah it was like,
roll out to the head.
So, like, it was just, I had that whole cast was amazing. Like, I was on the floor cracking up the whole
mm-hmm.
time. Couldn't even get my scene right because they are like the whole team was like hilarious. And it was just a blessing
wow.
to even be a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all those shows, I'll Drink to That, Living the Dream, and the Living the Dream movie, those were all Uncle Trent's productions, things working with
yes.
Uncle Trent.
Uncle
okay.
Trent
now,
and Rockhaven Films.
Okay. Now, In Between Jobs, that's also with that same production company, that same production team?
Yes. Yes, and it actually
okay. wow,
is. Go ahead. Yes. Oh, my God, I was so busy. I am actually busy now, but I am thankful. Like, you know, they gave me a call, like, do you want to be a part of this? And I'm like, yes. Like, I don't turn anything down. If you let me audition for this and you say no, at least you know who I am. When I walk in that door, I've gave you my portfolio, and I've auditioned, and you know who I am, all that matters.
Well, it looks like we got another call. I don't know if it's the same lady from Phoenix. Let's see. Hello, you just calling in. 585-287 is the number. You on the line? That's somebody else who wants to just listen. Okay. Anyway. Now
a lot of listeners.
Yeah, listen, some people, you were just talking about not being afraid, not being shy, showing up, showing up, making it be known. When you call in the radio station, you call in on the line, and say, hey, I'm just going to listen, you know, this is who I am, or congratulations on your work. But people are in their comfort zone. When they call into my show, it doesn't matter. You can talk, listen, whatever, but I'm just going to let you know that you have an opportunity and you got the mic. Now, the other thing is that you were nominated for Author of the Year in the Rock Awards. Tell us what the Rock Awards are and what year was this?
It was actually this year. The Rock Awards, yes. I mean, I'm so blessed. I mean, I've actually been published in April, actually published and done and released a year in April. And just the blessings within my year has been amazing. The Rock Awards is basically like the BET Awards. You know, every category, and just to be acknowledged in my own hometown, because it starts
in
Rochester. Yes, Rochester. And it's a big award show in my town, and just to be acknowledged in that was everything for me. So it was a blessing overall.
Wow, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You got a lot going on. You got a lot going on this year. Seems like looks like this year is your year. You've done a lot of work. You put in the time. You paid your dues, and success, you know, seems to be following you with these opportunities. So, you know, congratulations, man, with that nomination. Now, did you win, or how did you attend your awards? Was it online?
I definitely attend. I didn't win, but I won. It doesn't mean that you're not a winner because you didn't win.
Listen, you're a winner for just being mentioned and nominated and acknowledged by people who understand your craft and your dedication to it and how good you are. You know, that's the thing. You know, people just want to be acknowledged. You know, you want somebody to say job well done, or, you know, you're one of the best doing this, or, you know, we've given awards for this and we'd like you to be, you know, in the building because, you know, you may be one of the ones who gets recognized. So just having your name called amongst the other talented authors is a blessing, Master. Trust me.
Yes.
Trust me.
And thank you.
All right.
You're absolutely.
Yes. All right, once again, everybody, it's WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby, the promoter, a.k.a. the voice of Evan Litt. We're here with author Sharon Champagne Terry, author of the book The Gods of Lust, Love, and Infatuation, all the way down from Rochester, New York. She's in New York City doing her thing, and she's doing a hell of a job. Now, I didn't get a chance to read any of the books. Hopefully, I'm going to get these books from you while you're here in New York.
Yes, you definitely are.
Yeah. This Mother's Day weekend, you know, like I said, I might maybe able to get to see you sometime this weekend to get some books. I'm going to try to do that, and we can talk about that after the show. Now, you also have a health and wellness company. It's called BOSS, B-O-S-S. Is that an acronym for something? And tell us a little about the health and wellness company that you have.
Well, my company, BOSS, the acronym BOSS is meant for Build Your Own Success Story. It's a health and wellness company. A blessing. It is based around healthy hair and fit physique. So all my products are natural based. We have rosemary, ginger, all that in our products. And so with my products, it's not the natural. I do have topical products, but I have like tea and pink lemonade. that you can drink and it'll help your hair grow. Uh-huh. Not only do you have good hair, you have great skin and nails as well.
Wow. Listen, I got somebody calling in again. Let's see if they want to say something.
Okay.
Hello, Carl. Hello? You just called in to WBNG Radio Show. Yeah, how you doing? You on the line? You want to talk to Champagne?
Hello, mother. This is your son calling. And I was
What's going on?
let y'all know that it sounds very good. You know, y'all in good progress. Y'all in good progress. It sound good. Everything gonna look good. And you look, I know you sound beautiful. You look
Thank
beautiful.
You,
I'm glad that you're there, and I'm glad that you supported by all of us. And I just want to let you know that.
All right, son. I love you, and I know you guys support me, and I so appreciate that.
I love
wow,
you too,
man.
I just
thank
love
you.
Right there.
Y'all,
love right there.
Yeah.
Give a round of applause for that young brother right there. That's why we do. That's why we do this right here. You know what I mean? This is why we do what we do, because people like this call on. Go ahead, my brother. I see you had something else to say.
Okay. I just want to thank y'all, too. Thank y'all for letting me get on the air and all that.
Well, you're welcome, son. Team Champagne.
Yes. It's beautiful.
All right,
champagne.
Man. That's what it is. Team champ.
All
listen,
right.
You from Rochester? You from Rochester too, right?
Yes.
Those
yeah, I'm from
Rochester tonight. Yeah,
huh?
They're representing tonight. That's what's up.
Yeah, well, everybody from Rochester, and I appreciate that. Like, Team Rochester, I love New York in general, but I'm from The Rock, so that's what I rep.
Yep,
I
love Rochester.
Man, you got a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yep.
Be my man, you call in anytime. Go ahead, talk, rep your city, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to let y'all know that that she is going to do great, and I'm in the back supporting her, and I'm supporting everybody that's in tune with everything that's helping her go forward, and
Aww.
I just thank y'all for letting her get this glory, you know what I'm saying, and she's going to go far with it. I know
that's
for sure.
She earned this opportunity, everything that's coming her way, man. She's earned it. And she deserves, you know, everything good that's happening to her, particularly people like you in her life, man, and support, man. That's real talk. That's why we do this right here, man. That's why we do
this. Yeah. And I appreciate
all right, everybody,
it,
though. Yo, you call
all
me anytime,
right,
man.
So
anytime.
I love you.
Me, bro.
I love y'all too.
Yes, sir. All right, man. So, yeah, we're chopping up
right
on. Like, I'll have it together.
All right.
Let's get it together. Anyway, WBNG Radio Show, DJ Gatsby, Mr. Grown and Sexy, a.k.a. The Voice of Unlit. Yo, we got what's going on up in here. They still calling.
Yes, man. Yes.
People still calling. Let's see who else is on the line right here. Hold on. All right, you just calling into WBNG Radio. You're on the air. What can I do for you?
Hello, Champagne?
Yes.
How are you doing? How is everything? I love the first book. I'm waiting for the second book. Where can I get it?
Oh, hello. Well,
amazing.
Who's calling?
Who's calling this in? What's your
Susan?
Name, young lady?
My name is Susan from Rochester, New York as well. I see her around all the time on Facebook and things. I would really love to meet her.
Wow, there you go. That's an invitation. That's a new fan talking about the book.
Yeah,
right,
thanks
for calling. All right, so you gotta meet her, give her autographed copies of the book.
Right.
And that's a new fan right there, Hilda. Thank you for calling. You got a question or something else to say to Champagne?
Yeah, I just really want to know where can I get the book, the second book. I really want it bad.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book A Million, or you could contact me via Facebook, Sharon Champagne Terry. Either way, you can get the book. Just contact me or go on those websites.
There you go. But wait, she sounds like she wants an autographed copy directly from you.
Right.
Yes.
That's what she's
she can definitely get an autographed copy. Thank you for calling in and supporting.
You're very welcome. I would love to meet you. I can't wait. Thank you.
Definitely. Right. I actually have a cross networking event next weekend. Sunday the 20th, and I will be out there with my books. You can look on my Facebook page, and I will definitely have the information there. And yeah, you could come out and meet me, and I'll be more than happy to sign you a copy of my book.
Okay, and where is this going to be? Where is it going to be?
Well, I will give you the information via Facebook or social media. It will be there.
Okay, yeah. So you said, what did you say your Facebook name was again, Champagne?
Sharon Champagne Terry.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. I will be sending you a prayer request right now. Thank you.
All right, well, I look forward to it.
Whoa, listen, well, before you go, sweetheart, my name is Jeff Gatsby Wilson. I'm also in the business, I'm also in the game. Friend me too. This is what I do. On the book, promote
yes.
on the
okay,
of Reverend Literature. Anybody in this book game
Facebook?
Comes through me. Yeah, everybody
okay.
in the book game comes through me.
Yes.
Everybody that do books, you know. So follow me, too. I got a lot going on. And keep you in touch with all these authors, where they're going to be, what they're doing, and how to get their books. That's what I do.
Okay, and what's your Facebook name?
It's Jeff Gatsby, Gatsby Wilson.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. I will be sending you guys a request right now.
Cool. That is so dope. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, big shot. Big shot to her.
Cool. Thank you.
Big shot to her right there. That's love, man. So this is why I like doing this show, bring people together, you know, and it also gives people an opportunity to see who you are, where you're from, and what you do, man. And they have a lot more in common than you think. All right, once again, it's been WBMG Radio Show. DJ Gatsby. My guest is Sharon Champagne Terry. Don't forget to go out and get her books, The Goddess of Lust, Love, Infatuation 1, and 2. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and all the other book outlets. All right, Champagne, before you go, is there anything you want to say to your fans, friends, and readers out there before we sign off?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for the support that you've given me. The market as a author is not an easy one. So just to have supporters in general is a blessing. And I thank all you guys. I want to shout out Sharshay Publishing and my family, my mother, my children, all 8 of them, just in general. The support in general, I'm just blessed. And you could contact me anytime you want to. I'm going to respond. I don't know if it's going to be on your time or my time, but I will respond.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so don't forget to follow Champagne. What are you on, Facebook at Champagne? I mean, Sharon Champagne Terry. Are you on Instagram as well?
Yes, Authoress Champagne on Instagram. I'm on Twitter as Authoress Champagne as well.
Okay, so you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Listen, it's been a wonderful time talking to you. I learned a lot about you that I didn't know, and I see you got a lot of fans and listeners from Rochester. They represent hard. They came through. I couldn't even put all the calls through. I told you I don't like to do the calls because they take you off topic, but these calls
yes.
were strictly about the books. They were strictly about your business and supporting you and repping the city of Rochester, man, and I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Shout out to Rock. That. Yes.
Yeah. All right, man. So, any last words before we go, baby? I gotta wrap this up. You know, I gotta
definitely
see an author about
yes.
some books. And
right.
I gotta handle that. Yeah, I gotta handle that business.
Yes. All right. Well,
so
I just want to thank you. Sorry, so
yeah,
much because. You are very well respected. And for you to want me to be on your show was a blessing. And I respect you so much for just even giving mm-hmm. me the platform to be able to put my work out there or even to be mm-hmm. heard. So I appreciate you and everything you do. This is amazing. And I thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I watch people who hustle and grind, and the ones who got time for me or interested in being part of the show and what I do, man, I don't do nothing but show them love. You know, this is exactly what I do, and I get it in return. Thank you so much. Again, we're going to talk later after the show.
Yes.
Our next show is next Friday, which I think some of the authors are going to be at the Hustle and Grind book event out in Detroit, Michigan. So I think Quan is out there.
Yes.
The authors are going to be out in Detroit next
shout
weekend.
Shout out
to
Black Chop.
That's right. Those are my peoples right there.
Yes. He called me a dick.
Next weekend. And have them on my show next Friday.
Yes.
So look out for WBG Radio Show next Friday. I believe it's the 18th. Where my guests will be some of the authors that are going to be at the Hustle and Grind book event in Detroit. On the 25th, the following Friday, there's going to be my guest, Willow B. She's an author. Wilhelmina Bellevue, she's going to be a guest. She's an author, a very, very talented writer. And I've been trying to get her on the show for a long time. She's a very successful children's author. You know, we love the kids over here. You know, these guys, we love the kids. So we rep these children's authors as well. You know, we got to get these children reading. We got to, you know, push literacy and education in the Black community. And I, you know, strongly believe in that. We just don't do grown-up books and books for adults. We do books for young kids as well.
Yes.
All right, so Sharon Champagne, I love you, sweetheart. Thank you for coming on. Congratulations
love
on both of the books.
More.
I'm going to talk to you after the show to link up and get those personal autographed copies of The Goddess of Lust. All right?
Yes. All right.
Good night. God bless. Happy Mother's Day to you, Champagne.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there this weekend. All right. Peace. All right, Champagne, we out. Peace.